Pakistan's power generation in April 2025 surged to 10,513 gigawatt-hours, GWh, reflecting a robust 22% year-on-year, yay, and 25% month-on-month, MOM, increase, the highest monthly generation recorded in the past 48 months, according to data published by the National Electric Power Regulatory Authority, NEPRA. Power generation in April-25 surged by 22% yay, highest in 48 months, to 10,513 gigawatt-hours, wrote Arif Habib Limited, AHL. Despite this sharp rise, generation remained broadly aligned with the regulatory reference level, helping produce a positive fuel cost adjustment, FCA, for the month, the first since June 2024. Shift to expensive fuel mix resulted in the first positive FCA after June 2024, said research head of Optimus Capital, Maz Azam. The uptick in generation is largely attributed to soaring electricity demand, spurred by rising temperatures and reduced reliance by industries on captive power generation. Analysts believe the shift was also influenced by lower grid tariffs, which made national grid electricity more attractive compared to captive sources. The rise in generation is attributed to increased demand, driven by a reduction in tariffs, said research head of AHL, Sana Tawfik. Cumulative power generation during the first 10 months of the fiscal year 2025, 10MFY25, reached 100,661 gigawatt-hours, showing a marginal decline of 0.4% yi from the same period last year. In terms of source-wise contribution, hydropower, Hydel, led the mix with 2,306 gigawatt-hours, 22% share, up 11% yi, followed by regasified liquefied natural gas, RLNG, at 2,157 gigawatt-hours, 21%, and nuclear at 1,882 gigawatt-hours, 18%. A notable highlight was the 59% yi growth in local coal-based generation, which rose to 1,540 gigawatt-hours, supported by increased utilization and favorable fuel costs. Conversely, generation from imported coal and natural gas declined by 32% and 26% yi, respectively, reflecting deliberate cost-cutting and fuel optimization strategies. Wind and solar energy maintained a combined share of 9.2%, consistent with seasonal patterns, while residual fuel oil, RFO, re-entered the generation mix with 83 gigawatt-hours at a steep cost of Rs 28.77/kWh. From a policy perspective, a significant development in March 2025 was the imposition of an Rs 791/MT levy on gas-based captive power plants, CPPs, raising their effective gas tariff to Rs 4.291/MT. According to estimates by AKD Securities, this translates into a staggering generation cost of around Rs 42/kWh for off-grid captive units operating at 35% thermal efficiency. This steep cost differential prompted many industrial users to switch to relatively cheaper grid electricity, which averaged around Rs 28/kWh, excluding taxes and duties. While the fuel cost of power generation rose by 8% yi to Rs 9.92/kWh in April 2025, driven by a heavier reliance on expensive fuels like RLNG and RFO, the average cost of generation actually fell on a MOM and yi basis.